Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I met a little girl last week. She lives in a somewhat noisy, lovely, crazy home with two siblings, two parents, and two grandparents. The addition of her new baby sister brought the population of that place to seven. Lucky seven. I've known the grandparents for 50 years now. Those older folks have their health challenges. Walkers and oxygen cylinders are everyday objects. Aches and pills abound. Phone exchanges with healthcare providers are far too frequent. They are good people with great big hearts. They are good people with great big opinions. They are not afraid to share them. The little girl's mother is a quick-thinking, occasionally sarcastic, always interesting former volleyball player who runs the house. We hit it off when we first met. That continued right through high school. We spent a lot of time together at her wedding party, and we've hardly seen each other since. The time and distance since that day didn't matter at all. The wedding, which was 8 years ago, seemed like it happened last week. The smiles were big and the warmth continues. Oh, she's a smartass, like me. We agreed that it was a good thing we liked each other. The opposite would be a pyrotechnic spectacle, colorful, breathless, and loud. The little girl's name is Everest, often Evie. As I said, this was our first meeting. She has lots of words for an almost four-year-old. She is bright and engaging. She is writing her own story as she goes. That's what bright, engaging children do. I sat down next to her on the love seat she was fully occupying. Now that I think about it, I was clearly testing the waters. Now that I think about it, she was too. We compared notes on SpongeBob and Woody. You remember Woody from Toy Story, right? We talked about her baby sister. About 5 minutes into our conversation, she said, "Hey, would you like to sit on the big couch?" The big couch was on the other side of the room. I said, "Sure, that'd be great." And when I got over there, I patted the cushion next to me, inviting her to join me. She said, "Would you like to sit on the big couch?" I got the message. "Hold on a minute, stranger. Let's take this one step at a time. I'll just sit on my couch for now." She missed the cutoff age for kindergarten. This will be her second year in preschool. She will be the oldest child in the room by far. When a life is not yet 5 years old, 1 year makes an enormous difference. She will be infinitely more sophisticated in language and physical skills. On the scale of childhood experiences, she will be the seasoned veteran of the class, and she will run the place, I'm sure. After a while, Evie asked me to play. She has a jillion beads, round plastic marbles with a hole through the center. These beads are the currency of her play. She pretends that they are everything. They are water, food, money, music, counting stones, and even sometimes they're beads. She brought me a large plastic cup half filled with the beads. She had a cup of them too. We shook them and counted them and pretended to drink them. Hers was strawberry, mine was kumquat. She liked that. 5 minutes into the game, a small demon possessed me. I took my cup of beads, placed it against my forehead, and tipped my head all the way back. A nanosecond into this joke, I realized Evie will want to do this too. Her mother was giving me that, "Oh, remind me to kill you later" look. Now, being quick on my feet, I doubled down and carefully showed her how to do the trick. We did it together, twice. We were a big hit, at least with ourselves. As we were putting our playthings away, Evie decided to do her new trick one more time. Every parent knows what happens when beads hit the hardwood. The beads scattered everywhere. Thinking quickly now, I got down on my hands and knees and told Evie, "Now we'll pick them up." A good lesson for Everest. An excellent shot at a return to her mom's good graces for me. I'll let you know how that worked out, okay?